This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, my brothers, my sisters in Islam. Welcome to Roaming Ramadan, a series where we explore the world together, inshallah, and deduce lessons to benefit us for our present and future time, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala. So we are heading now from Milan to Switzerland, inshallah ta'ala. And just being in the train, seeing heavy luggage and being exhausted reminded me of a few things. Number one, many people think that travel is actually a fun thing to do. And when they look at mashayikh and speakers traveling around the world, doing da'wah and all that, they look at them and say, mashallah, I wanted to be like them. They don't really understand what is happening behind the scenes and the hassle that sometimes we go through just to travel from one area to another. SubhanAllah al-Azim. We've been on the road for 6 days now, and we are already falling sick and tired and exhausted. But at the same time, you look in the Quran and you see that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is advising us and encouraging us actually to travel. Fasiru fil ard, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that go through the earth, travel through the earth. Why is that so? The thing that I have been repeating in the past couple of videos is that do not go with the intention of just tourism, but rather to deduce and to reflect, to deduce lessons and to reflect over Allah's creation. Switzerland is a place where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed with nature that is astonishing, mashallah, tabarakallah. So when you go there and say, subhanallah, fatabarakallahu ahsanul khaliqin, glory be to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the best who creates and so on, this becomes a reward in the scale of your good deeds, inshallah. But at the same time, when you interact with the people and understand where they're coming from, you appreciate who you are and what you have. So these are just a couple of benefits when you travel, but it's not easy. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also told us, travel through the earth to see and to understand and to study the outcome of those people who were liars or who denied the existence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or rejected his message. So when you look at how people live elsewhere, and you look at yourself and say, mashallah, tabarakallah, I'm praying 5 times a day, I'm doing well and so on, then you appreciate, again, once more, you appreciate who you are and what you have. Travels also remind me of the stations in life that we pass through, or the phases in life that we pass through. When you move from one place to another, you interact with different people, different cultures, you learn a lot of things. And also you remember death, that none of these places that we go to are going to be our permanent places. We're always on the go, our luggage are on our hands, and sometimes we feel homesick, we want to go back, and so on. So remember that the Prophet Muhammad said, كُنْ فِي الدُّنْيَا كَأَنَّكَ غَرِيبٌ أَوْ عَابِرْ سَبِيلٌ. Be in this dunya as if you are a stranger. You're passing by a place and then you're going to leave that place. So this is the reflection over the entire dunya that we experience today. We wake up in the morning, we sleep in the night, we eat in between, we travel, we work, we earn and so on. But very few are reflecting over the fact that one day this is not going to happen. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will take that which is belong to Him. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. We belong to Allah and to Him we shall return. So always remember that when you wake up in the morning, do whatever you can in your power and within your ability to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so that if that is your last day, at least you meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on good notes, you know. And at the same time, work very hard as if you're going to live forever to achieve goodness, to provide for your family, to serve the community and so on. And if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took your soul upon that, alhamdulillah, congratulations, because مَنْ مَاتَ عَلَى شَيْءٍ بُعِثَ عَلَيْهِ, whosoever died upon something will be resurrected upon the same thing. So it's an honor to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doing something for His sake. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the right understanding, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make our travels easy and accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ameen, ameen, ameen. As-salamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.